That's the reason why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Yes. Those that are awful at being good and bad at being bad. Here we go. North of the border, a man in Canada. Got some driving stories from this side of the mic. A man in Canada, this happened on Tuesday, decided to jump on a city transit bus and go to town, around town, all over town. Yeah, so it was making, this is early in its, I guess, route, around 9 o'clock up there in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And some guy jumped on this bus just after the actual driver had went off on the terminal, presumably to go to the restroom. Well, he decided, with passengers on board, to take things into his own hands. The steering wheel. And he did a good job, actually. The guy that hijacked the bus broke no laws other than, obviously, that one. Made several stops along the way. Dropped off passengers, picked up passengers.
Well, that's not, I mean, maybe he was auditioning.
One official said there was not a ding scratch on the bus. He did a wonderful job. It's comical, but at the same time, it's serious, eh? We're thankful nobody was hurt, was the quote from the official. The culprit is unnamed because they think there might be some mental health challenges there going on.
Or
but it
maybe
turns
an
out,
opportunity, you know?
You may have your next employee of the month. I don't know. Look at that guy.
So imagine this, KB. It's the middle of the night in your bedroom.
Whoa.
And a snake pops up out of nowhere. Can you even imagine this?
Oh, why do you haunt my dreams yet again?
This is the plight of one Nicole Brown, who did not have a Penelope to save the day.
Yeah.
So
she didn't get one of those.
She called police. But this one, well, the snake was not on the wild side. Apparently, it belonged to a previous tenant and was non-venomous. She'd lived there for 3 months. They never came back to get the snake.
Aw.
Unfortunately now, her son is very attached.
Yeah.
And disappointed. She went on a look, like a hunt on social media. She found the owners. That's not going to give the snake back.
Oh, they don't deserve it back.
They don't.
After
I mean,
all
how
that.
Do you forget your snake?
Okay, we're going to give it to
Excuse
the previous
me.
Owners who were not good pet owners.
Yeah.
Rude.
Snake just being snake. Let's go to weird drivers in Florida. And Florida teen is in trouble. Almost $200,000 in damage as a 17-year-old reportedly there in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, popped onto a golf course with his vehicle and just started doing donuts all over the place.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll rip it up. It's generally frowned upon. And they said they basically destroyed about 7,000 square feet. And that's just of the second hole. So they're looking more into this, but they probably won't have to look too far because they filmed it, him and his buddy.
Of course
the
they
whole
did.
Time, so that's
yeah.
evidence. Mm-hmm. And when asked, he confessed to causing the damage because why?
Why?
We were bored. We didn't think there was anything else to do at 2:30 in the morning. It's Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Just from this segment alone, there's a lot of things to do at 2:30 in the morning.
Picking up lumber at the local Home Depot, not always easy. You're going to need a truck to get this done. Keith Richards, or pardon me, Rogers, did
Whoa.
Not have one.
Oh,
it's almost the same thing.
Excited there.
So he stole a Ford F-350 for the job. The owner of the truck was not pleased. So he called police, who caught up with Keith on his way home from the Orange Superstore.
You're good at that.
He then ran inside, hid from the cops, and may want to brush up on his escape plan. You see, he then fell right through the ceiling into the arms of the SWAT team.
Aww.
I know. Look at you, baby boy. You're home.
Look at that.
Wonderful, isn't
he
it?
He caught him. Dum, 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 dum. In more ways than one. Let's go to weird drivers in San Antonio. And a San Antonio woman was recently arrested for not driving her car. That would be La Deja Picket. And she was decorating her yard. She's getting ready for Christmas, putting out the decorations. When she asked a child who's under the age of 10 to, hey, can you move my vehicle out of the driveway? Because, you know, I need to do these and stuff.
Under the age of 10?
Kid complied. and quickly lost control, crashed into a neighbor's truck, suffered slight injuries. Kid's fine. Car's not. Neither is the truck. And police were called to the scene. Witnesses say the child jumped out of the car before it collided with the parked truck.
Oh, gosh.
They all get this. I mean, that kid. Come on, man.
Everyone's got a side hustle. Lyft, Uber, but the paramedics are not offering free rides. Bailey Jordan Graham of Alachua, Florida, was arrested for dialing up 911 because she needed a ride and called 14 times. She also hit a deputy while being taken into custody, facing a variety of charges, but she did get a nice ride downtown and some brand new bracelets. Go, Bailey.
There you are. Everybody wins. I believe in my life, outside of being on Texas Motor Speedway's property, I think I've been in a vehicle that hit over 100 maybe once, maybe twice. I don't understand how you get there, unless you're trying to get there. But this lady needed to get somewhere. Yes, 21-year-old Florida woman Yasmin Araza was caught super speeding at 107 miles per hour.
Ouch!
Yesterday. The posted limit was 55. This was early yesterday. Early. And the police asked, why are you driving so fast? And she said, I was trying to desperately make it to Little Caesars before they closed at midnight.
Priorities.
Pulled her over actually at 11:52 p.m.
Ugh, dang it.
She did not make it to Little Caesars.
Shoot.
As far as we know, nobody ever picked up that order. Or that snake.
Pizza, pizza.
I know. Dum, 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 dum. Don't drive in Florida.